Please open your Bibles to the book of James, the fifth chapter. James chapter 5, in your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1309, 1309. And we'll read verses 7 through 12. Stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. This 11th verse is the text verse. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. And let's pray. And Father, we come to Thee this morning. We're at the very place where we love to be. We're in pleasant, wonderful circumstances. We get to meet with those whom we love. We get to hear the preaching of Thy Word. We get to hear the songs of Zion. Indeed, our privilege is great, but so is our responsibility. Help us to hear Thy Word. Help us to be intent upon every word that's preached from this pulpit this morning. Help our hearts to be open that we indeed might be touched and helped and blessed, that we might go from here and do Thy bidding and fulfill Thy will and purpose for this hour. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
I want to speak this morning on the subject, just who are the happy people? My text is this: behold, we count them happy which endure. The happy people are the enduring people. Bible says. Happy people are not those at some stupid rock concert. Happy people are not those in the jet set. Happy people are not those in the tavern or the nightclub. Happy people are not those who spend their lives in amusement. The happy people are those who endure. Bible says, and if the Bible's true, then this is a truth. Behold, we count them happy which endure. I hope you'll listen carefully as I speak this morning. Just who are the happy people? Our Heavenly Father, I come once again to stand before the people I love the most, to preach from the book I love the most, about the Savior I love the most. I pray you'd help me this morning to be what these dear people need. I saw that little lady a while ago over here on my left in the slanting aisle, taking little steps about 3 inches apiece, being helped to a seat. And I said as I saw her come, help me to be what she needs today. But she represents several thousand people who need to be helped and strengthened. May it be true. Take my little loaves and fishes and feed the hungry multitudes. Amen. Okay, there it is. The people who are really happy. We count them happy which endure. You say what you want to say, talk about how happy you are. Talk about how much you enjoy the world. Talk about how much you enjoy your liquor, your nightclubs, your dope, your rock music. But you're not happy. You're not happy. You're trying to fool me, but you can't fool yourself. You know you're not happy. There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked, the Bible says. Then you're not happy. You know it. You won't admit it, but I know it. You see, the difference in you and most of the people here this morning is you've only been on the worldly side. But most of the people here have been on your side and our side. You're not qualified to judge because you haven't seen both lives yet. But the people in this room this morning who are saved, they've seen both lives, and they're qualified to judge. They know how you feel. They know where you are. They know how happy you are. They've done what you've done. But who are the happy people? The Bible says, we count them happy which endure. Now follow me carefully. There are six things that endurance involves. Unless you have these six things, you're not happy. There are six things that endurance involves. Number one, endurance, and please don't miss this now. Endurance involves resistance. There must be something you have to endure. If there is no resistance, there is no happiness, because you can't endure without resistance. There is no happiness if there is no opposition, no enemy, no battles, no obstacles, no heartbreak, no heartache. There must be resistance if you endure. And if you don't endure, you're not happy, because we count them happy which endure. Now, this resistance may be caused by God, such as the case of Job. God may permit resistance to come your way, causing you to have to endure. Or it may be that this resistance is caused by others, like Saul to King David. It may be that other people have attacked you. It may be that people are in battle against you. It may be that people have broken your heart. It may be that people have caused you heartache. But it doesn't matter. You've got to have resistance to endure, and you've got to endure to be happy. It may be that you've caused your own resistance. It may be that you caused your unhappiness. You caused your obstacle. You caused your problem. It may be that your life, because you chose to live a certain lifestyle, has caused you to have resistance. But the truth is, you've got to have resistance if you conquer, and there's no happiness without conquering and no happiness without endurance. Now, that means this morning, if you're having resistance, you're on your way. If you choose to, you're on your way to happiness. But if you have no resistance this morning, there's no way you can be happy, because those who endure are those who are happy. Don't leave me now. The second thing necessary for endurance is struggle. Now, it may be that you have maybe that you have resistance, but you don't fight it. You don't struggle against it. You give up. So you got to have struggle. If there's no struggle, there's no endurance. If there's no endurance, there's no happiness. You know who the gossips are? People that are not going through anything. People that have no struggle. You know who the people who are critical? People that have no struggle. But the happy people are those who have endurance, and endurance involves resistance, and it involves struggle. You must fight against the resistance, and you must not quit, and you must not turn back, and you must not turn aside, and you must not give up, and you must not give in. I said, if you're happy, the Bible says you endure. But you don't endure if you don't have any resistance, and if you don't put up a struggle against that resistance. Number three, you've got to have perseverance. What does that mean? That means you keep on struggling. Doesn't mean you struggle for a while and quit. You keep on struggling. Who are the happy people? Those who endure. What is endurance? Number one, resistance. So when heartaches come, you're on your way to happiness if you keep on going and struggle against the heartaches. And so you struggle. And then number three is perseverance. That means you take your bumps and keep on going. That means that you continue the struggle. And if you don't keep on going, you're not going to have happiness. Listen, I see them all across the country. People that turn back and quit Howells Anderson College. Most miserable bunch of people in the entire country. They're ashamed of themselves. They don't want to see me. They want to see me, but don't want me to see them. And why? I know why. Because they didn't have any perseverance. I said, if you're happy, you've got to endure. Don't leave me. If you're happy, you've got to endure.
But if you endure, you've got to have resistance, and you've got to struggle against that resistance, and you've got to persevere or keep on struggling against that resistance. Number four, you've got to have direction. If you come along in life and all of a sudden there is resistance, and you struggle against that resistance, and you keep on struggling against that resistance. Now, you've got to keep on going the way you're going. You don't get off on any side battles, any tributaries, any little rabbit trails. You keep on. If you teach in the school, you keep on teaching the school. If you pastor a church, you keep on pastoring the church. Have a bus route, you keep on your bus route. If you're a mother, you keep on rearing your children. And whatever you do, you keep on doing it. I'm saying, listen to me, I'm trying to tell you how to be happy this morning, and I'm trying to tell you the only way you can be happy, and that is endurance. Endurance involves, number one, resistance. Number two, struggle. Number three, perseverance. Means you keep on struggling. Four, direction. You keep on. And then five, progress. It means that when the resistance or opposition comes, you don't just stand there and fight it. You keep on going. You keep on going forward. You keep on moving toward the goal. You keep on doing what you were doing. I'm saying progress. Number five, victory. Victory. And once you have had resistance and struggle and perseverance and direction and progress, bless God, you have the victory. And there's no happiness in this world like, and there's no happiness at all, except when you win the victory against opposition.
Hey, the outfielders rush to the pitcher's mound. The infielders join them. The catcher runs out and grabs the pitcher. The bench empties from the dugout and rushes toward the pitcher's mound. And there's mass confusion. The manager waddles out there and at the pitcher's mound. And there's mass confusion. And they have to have policemen to keep the people from coming out of the stands. And the people won't leave. They want to savor this wonderful moment. Their team has just won the World Series. And there's happiness prevailing. Why happiness? Because back yonder in spring training, they worked out. And back yonder in spring training, they had to get in shape. And then they struggled through 162 games. And they lost some of those games. But they kept on going. And now the season is over. And after about an 8 or 9 month struggle, they are the world champions. What caused that happiness? What caused that? Tell you what caused it. Resistance, struggle, perseverance, direction, progress, and victory. That's what caused it. And bless God this morning, the happiest people in this room are not those who've had resistance, but those who've had resistance and kept on going. And those who've had resistance and kept in the struggle. And those who've had resistance and wouldn't quit the struggle. And those who had resistance and persevered. And those who had resistance and kept on progressing. And they had the victory. Listen to me back here. I'm telling you something. You need the struggle. You need the resistance. You need the heartache. You need the opposition. That's where happiness comes from. We count them happy which endure. Pomp and circumstances is being played. Senior class comes in. Diplomas are passed out. The valedictorian is announced. A proud mother weeps for joy. A happy father feels his calluses. Someone has endured.
A mother has endured motherhood. She has gone the jaws of death and given birth. She's washed and she's ironed and she's cleaned the house and she's trained and she's cooked and she's washed the dishes. And she dreams of this hour. And that father's gotten up early and worked on the job somewhere and sweated in toil. And they've worked for this hour. And now their daughter is the valedictorian of the senior class. And a mother reaches out and hugs her husband. And he embraces her. And it's all over. They rush down, the little girl. And there's happiness. Why? Because somebody endured. That's why. Some washed out. And some are too lazy to study. And some wouldn't work. And some left their wives and ran off with a whore. And some women wouldn't rear their children. But here's a godly mother and father who've given their lives for a child. And they've struggled and they've sweated and they've sacrificed. And they've struggled more and persevered. And now there's happiness. Why? Because happy, we count them happy which endure.
Sitting out there in the audience is someone else. She's not the mother of the valedictorian. But there's one little girl in that graduating class that doesn't have the clothes the others have. There's one little girl in that graduating class that couldn't afford all the activities. There's one little girl in that graduating class that was considered sort of a second-class citizen in school. She was the one that couldn't afford to go places and have nice clothes. And there's a little mother out there, happiest woman in that room. She's gotten up early. She's gone to work, maybe. She's reared the child alone. She's prayed and cried. I tell you, I counsel with her with the thousands. She's prayed and cried and sacrificed and wished she could give her daughter what the others have, but she couldn't. It's graduation time. Her daughter's not the valedictorian. She's not the salutatorian. But bless God, she graduated. And that little mother out there that's given her all, she's out there saying in her heart, well, glory to God. Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We made it. And she's happy. Because she endured. And not only that, in that endurance, she had resistance. But she struggled. And she persevered. And she kept the same direction. And she made progress. And victory came. Bless God. People say, all over America, I hear these sedated Christians say, my last verse is, I am crucified with Christ. Well, show me the cross. Show me the scars on your body. Show me how much you've been persecuted. Let me hear the cursing and the hatred. Brother, you're not going to be happy until you win a victory. You're not going to win a victory until you endure. And you're not going to endure until you have obstacles. So, brother, when that obstacle comes your way, look at it and say, welcome. Glory to God. I can be happy out there. Come on, obstacle. Come on. Put up your dukes there. Let's have a little struggle. And you keep on going. And you lose and you win. And you struggle. And yet you win. And then you lose. And you struggle. But you keep on struggling. And keep on struggling. And finally, your hand is raised in victory. Well, glory, I made it through. We count them happy which endure. Gymnasium is bedlam. The basketball team of Hammond Baptist High School got off to a bad start. 1-2 and lost 4 of their first 6 games. Looked like it's going to be the worst season, maybe. Ever. History of Hammond Baptist High School. But a bunch of kids said, we're going to have a good team this year. And they struggled. And they struggled. And they struggled. Starting off with a 2-4 record. Looked like a long season. And then all of a sudden, it ends with the greatest tournament Hammond Baptist High School's ever had. And the I wasn't there. I was preaching 40 minutes away. 3 of our people came to hear me. Boy, what an encouragement that is. But just 17-year-old kids can outdraw the preacher. But thank God for those 3. Thank God for sissies like Larry Smith. He was there. He don't know anything about sports. All of a sudden, they lose the first game to what's supposed to be the best team in the tournament. And the team that's had a write-up, the only Christian school team that's ever had a write-up like that in a local newspaper. And then they come back and play again that night, the same team. And they struggle. And the lead, they lose the lead, gain the lead, lose the lead, gain the lead, lose the lead, gain the lead. And finally, they win that game. Now they've got to play another 3 times the same day playing against the same team. So they play the next game. And the lead changes hands. And the resistance is there. And the struggle is there. And finally, the team wins. I've never seen a happier bunch in my life than our high school kids were yesterday.
They bounced into my office. But man, we had to raise the ceiling before they could get in. On top side. If they had gone through an undefeated season, they wouldn't have been that happy. They're happy because they endured. And they endured because they struggled. And they endured because they persevered. And they endured because they kept the right direction. They endured because they made progress and the victory came. Let me tell you something. Those of you that live in the life of ease, that's the crowd that gets on dope. That's the crowd that turns the bottle. The miserable crowd in America, the Hollywood crowd. The folks that have exactly what you wish you had are the most miserable people in this world. Some of these spoiled brats that play on these professional basketball teams. And you can have the whole mess. You can have the Washington Bullets and the Chicago Bulls and the Orlando Magic. And you can have the New York Knickerbockers and you can have the Miami Heat and the Tampa Cold and you can have the whole bunch of spoiled, rich, stinking brats. You give me a bunch of kids out of the high school gymnasium that say we'll play for nothing but the glory of winning and we'll struggle and struggle and struggle and we'll win. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're facing resistance and opposition and heartache and heartbreak, hey, congratulations! You've got a chance to struggle and win. And be happy. Happy old saint is departing this life. It's been a long life. 96 years long. I called her mother. She's buried her own mother. She's buried her own father. She's buried her little sister, her sister. She's buried her firstborn child. She's buried her secondborn child. She's buried her sister. She's buried her brother, Basil. She's buried her brother, Roy. She lost her husband to sin. She lived in poverty as she reared two children. I saw her struggle. I saw her struggle. I saw the hands so red, they were raw. Yet she had to work in a public school lunchroom where she had to put her hands in the hot water all the time. I saw her when her teeth turned as black as charcoal. I saw her when she could hardly get up in the morning at 4 o'clock to go to school, to catch a bus and go to school. I saw that little struggle. But I saw her, I saw the resistance. Then I saw her struggle, and I saw her keep on struggling, and I saw her keep on rearing her daughter and rearing her boy. And then one day she sits right here and sees her boy receive the award as being pastor of the largest Sunday school in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, she's out at the Howells Anderson College Clinic. She's come to the end of the road. She's departing this life. She's singing, "Sweet Hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share, till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height, I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise and seize the everlasting prize and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer." Listen, I'm trying to tell you, my mother was happier dying than some of you rascals are living. Joy is not in the world. Joy is not in dope and liquor. Joy is not in the rock music and the rock concerts. Joy is not in the heathen crowd. Joy is when you face opposition and you struggle and you persevere and you keep on going and you progress and you win the victory and then you shout. That's the happy crowd. That's the happy crowd. We count them happy which endure. Didn't say we count them happy whose rich uncle died and left them 2 million. Didn't say we count them happy that live in the $1 million houses. Don't, listen, little single mother forsaken by your husband with children to rear, don't you drive by these $1 million houses and covet.
I'll promise you those people, no struggle, no opposition, no heartache, no heartbreak, miserable bunch of wretches. You know who these kids are at these rock concerts, most of them? They're kids of a bunch of parents that finance every little thing the kid wants to do. The kid's never had to get up and throw a paper out. Kid's never had to work to help make ends meet or pay his way through school. Spoiled rotten. Brother, you give me those kids that had to tough it for a while, and they faced life, and they had to help mom make a living. I know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell you, my Bible says we count those happy which endure. An old preacher sits in a prison cell. He says he's contented. He says he counts it all joy. He's been stoned, left for dead, beaten, shipwrecked. But he endured, and he's happy. He's happy. He didn't say, I'm happy because I preached the convention sermon of the Liberal American Baptist Convention. He didn't say, I'm happy because I was president of the ministerial assassination. He didn't say, I'm happy because I satisfied all my deacons and all my board members. He didn't say, I'm happy because I was respected by my denominational leaders. You listen to me. He was happy because every demon in hell tried to stop him. Shipwrecked, beaten, left for dead. Now he sits there in the prison. Hardly any visitors. I've seen that prison, Mamertine prison, down at the bottom of a cell, cellar. He sits there, happy. You know why he's happy? He says, I fought the good fight. And he won. Congratulations, those of you that have heartaches that have come your way. You have the potential for happiness. Congratulations, those of you whose heart has been broken because someone has disappointed you. You're qualified for happiness. Congratulations, those of you that face an obstacle. You can't see your hand in front of your face. You wonder how you can face tomorrow. Congratulations! This is a crowd in America that has everything they want and wants more. A basketball bum goon makes $3 million a year and gets upset because somebody else makes $5 million a year. Well, bless God, I can squeeze by on $3 million a year. Bunch of miserable wretches. They've never known what struggle is. And they will not know what it is to endure. Boy, I've seen faces going up and down like that. I looked back and saw Mr. Mitchell back here a while ago shaking his head like that. I looked back here and see Randy Rogers sitting in a wheelchair paralyzed from here down. Boy, I'll tell you one thing, Randy. There's a certain amount of satisfaction you feel this morning because you fought it and you're still alive. Have a smile that crosses your face is a testimony of what I'm preaching about today. And let me be, in closing, a little vain. You may never see a happier person in your life than the man you're looking at right now. I probably hold an all-time record on laughter. You hang around me 5 minutes and we'll find something to laugh about. I'm happy today. And the sun shines bright. The clouds have been rolled away. May I tell you why? Some of these little pussyfoot and air tickling, back scratching, penny pinching, nickel nipping, soft soaping, pink eliminated compromisers are always sitting at their McDonald's criticizing other preachers. I'll tell you why. They've never struggled. I'm coming to the end of my life. I've seen more blessings than any pastor in the history of the New Testament church. Please forgive me. But it takes a little satisfaction. In fact, so far I've endured. It's a miracle that I'm standing up here preaching today. It's a miracle. I'll preach 2 or 3 weeks. Dr. Clint Miller out in California, when he stands up to introduce me, he'll say, "Now the toughest preacher in America is preaching for us." I can't say that's true, but I can say I've had a few struggles. I'm still preaching. Folk all across America have gone to my funeral and find there's no corpse there. Fellow walked up to me in an airport about 6 months ago. I don't know why I've never told this. I haven't even thought about it since it happened. Walked up to me in an airport. He said, "Are you Dr. Jack Hiles?" I said, "Yes." I felt like saying, "What kind of guy is he?" before I answer who I am. He looked at me and I wrote it down. He said, "I don't like you. I may even hate you. I don't agree with the thing you stand for, but I admire you." And he walked away. Got some opposition? Disease lurking in your body? Child has broken your heart? Problems face you? You wonder what the tests are going to be when the doctor gives you a report? Battles you don't want to fight? Nobody wants to fight battles. Until they won. And then they're glad they fought. Dear God, we're having an argument down here. I have not praying yet. Some of you ladies put your shoes on then, didn't you? Dear God, we have an argument down here about who's really happy. Could you settle this argument for us? God looks down and says, "Yeah, I can settle it for you. Those that endure." But you can't endure without resistance. And you can't endure without struggling against it. And you can't endure without perseverance. You keep on struggling. And you can't endure without staying along the same trail, the right direction that God has led you. And you can't endure without making progress while you're struggling. And then, praise God, there comes the victory. All over this room this morning, there are people who know what I'm talking about. So when the struggle comes, and the battles come, and the heartaches come, I'm not saying I don't look at my problem and say, welcome, ha, 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 sure glad to see you again. Truth is, it takes me a couple of days to get ready for them. I cry for a couple of days. But once they come, and once I'm in the middle of the battles, and I keep on going, and I keep on going, and I struggle, and persevere, and progress, and the victory comes. Praise God, when you cut those nets down, it makes every push-up you did in training worthwhile. When you cut those nets down, it makes every time the coach said, "Watch it, man! You know how to guard that man! You let your man... Watch it!" And you cut the nets down. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. I'll tell you one thing, brother. When that time comes, every struggle, every heartache, every burden, every sadness, every heartbreak will be worth it. We count them happy which endure. Would you bow your heads, please?